And I am here with the lovely Michelle Manning Kogler. Hi, Michelle. Welcome.
Hi. I'm so glad to be here and back with you all.
Awesome. Awesome. And this is the first time that you and I have ever talked. So I'm super excited to learn from you today, to kind of watch how you do things. And on such an important topic, entities are such an important topic, especially, I mean, they've always been important, but, you know, these last few years, the way things have been with stress and just our energy kind of being all over the place, I'm sure they're making more of an impact on people's lives now.
They are, and there are new and different, we'll just call them different entities that are here to really, really disrupt our individual and our collective presence. So now more than ever, I think it's vital that people really understand how to protect themselves and how to work with, not work with the entities, but to clear them out so that they, you know, so that their fields are clear, their homes are clear, and that, you know, they're not under additional stress, because that's exactly what happens.
So there's new, I didn't get a chance to listen to the call with Iram. So you're saying that there's new, like, disruptors out there, like, that are really making an impact on our lives. Oh, interesting.
Yes. We've had the, I'm going to call them typical run of the mill.
Mm-hmm.
They're still there. Let's be very clear. But there have been all kinds of new dark force energies that have been unleashed on our unsuspecting world. And, you know, we've, for years, in especially in our spiritual communities, there has been this belief that, you know, if you don't acknowledge them, they don't exist. And that's not true. So this is, we're kind of at war here, and most people have no idea what the rules of the conflict are. So, and I, that sounds very dire and very, you know, super scary, but you're always more powerful than the unseen, but you have to know the rules of engagement so that you know how to protect yourself.
Cool. Very cool. Well, so today this call is really designed for us to kind of watch you and as you work with our community, because from what I hear, it's pretty powerful stuff. So I'm excited to do that, to watch that, and as well as to let our community know, Michelle's group calls are starting mid-March, so that's coming quickly, as well as her calendar with one-on-ones are filling up pretty quickly, too. So we just wanted to have another chance for you guys to interact with Michelle so you can make a decision if this is a program that feels right to you, if you are feeling like something's off and this can really help. And to me, it sounds like all of us can and probably should be learning how to protect ourselves one way or another from entities. And Michelle, like, once you learn from you, like, through your entity clearing mastery, is it something that we can use, like, over and over again on ourselves?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, once you learn these skills, you'll find that you can help your family much more efficiently. And these skills don't go away. They're part of your tools and your arsenal for, you know, making sure that your life is the way that you want it. We've been under attack for a long time. And I don't want to say this. We've been under attack for a long time. And what we think might be normal in our lives, you know, health issues, stress, you know, maybe depression, whatever, are not normal. And once entities are cleared, oftentimes those things either significantly reduce or they just go away. So entities have been affecting us for a very, very, very long time.
Yeah. And so to learn these tools, just to be clear for my own sake, to learn these tools and use these tools, whether on ourselves or to help family members, we don't need to be a healer or anything like that, right? Like we can use these tools. Okay, awesome.
Yeah, no, cool. This whole package was put together to help those who really don't or haven't had what they consider to be healing gifts. These tools work whether you're a healer or, you know, a non-believer or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Because there's still some skepticism in, you know, out there in the world that these things are real. So, you know, whether you believe or not, they actually do work. So that's the importance of the work that I do in the world, is teaching people really how to be protected, how to be safe, how to be in mastery and in control of their own lives.
Awesome. I love that. Very cool. All right. Well, I'm ready to dive in if you are.
I am.
All right. Awesome. So you guys can press star 2 to raise your hand. I may take a few write-ins. If you do write in, if you are on the webcast and would like Michelle to do a scan, she needs your location and your name. So if you can add that to your comment, that would be great. But most of the people we'll be working with will be on the phone line. So just a heads up.
Perfect. And just to be clear, I don't need a last name, just a first name and a location.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Okay. So let's take our first caller in line. Your first three digits are 843. 843, you are unmuted.
Yay. Hi. My name is Stephanie.
Hello.
Stephanie. It's nice to meet you.
I'm so excited. I live in Daniel Island, South Carolina, right outside of Charleston.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Let me just do a quick, do I have permission to enter your energy field?
Yes.
Okay. And is there something specific that you would like some help with besides just scanning for entities?
There is. My heart, I mean, I'm feeling such clear guidance on action steps that I could take that would move me forward in a direction that just feels delightful and expansive, but I'm not taking action, and I'm really feeling like I've lost my passion and my drive to create my dream life, and it just feels weird. So I haven't even entertained the idea of entities. So I saw this call and I'm like, hey, maybe that's what's going on. I don't know.
That is, I hate to say the word hilarious, but as I've scanned your field, it's almost like this big, thick, heavy, wet blanket has been surrounding you. And it's like squishing your energy field and your personal will. So let's just seek sign, gather, and bind all of the interferences here. Ooh. And I'm just gonna, it's especially heavy around the solar plexus area. There's also the way that it affects your brain, it feels like there's almost a cellular exhaustion. It's like you feel like you could sleep for ever. Just too tired to get up and go, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to pull this up and off and out of where it's kind of gotten entangled into the cellular structures of your body. There we go. Let's just clear, transform, flash, burn, purify, and sterilize all of that. And it's also created a whole bunch of self-doubt is what I'm feeling. It's like, why can't I get past this? I'm better than this. I know how to do this. And you're like, yeah, but I don't want to. Yes, but
yeah.
I really don't want to. So that's the entity interference, is this dampening of your life force energy and of your desire to even do anything. There you go. Whoa, feel that coming off?
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Feel yourself take that deep breath. There we go. Ooh, nicely done. Let's clear all of the vows and contracts that you have taken consciously, subconsciously, unconsciously, anti-consciously, out of manipulation, trickery, or deceit, out of a sense of doing the right thing, for any reason whatsoever, actually, to entertain or to house or to interface with these dark force energies. There we go. Let's just flash burn all of that out of existence, pulling all of the energies, dark energies up and out. Oh, nice. Pulling it out of the throat area. And everything that is in your neighborhood needs to be removed as well. It's like this, it looks to me like this creeping dark fog. And even if it's sunny, it's like this, you can still feel that something's off. There we go. Clear, transform, flash, burn, purify, and sterilize all of that throughout your home and your property and out of the area. Wow. How are you feeling?
A lot lighter. Yeah.
Yay! And let's put your purity origin light prior to all distortions energy back into your physical being and strengthen your energy field, your auric field, so that it is much more protective. It's like holes have been kind of blown in your aura, and they have from almost all of us. So we're just going to strengthen that field so that you're protected, so that you feel stronger. Feel that?
Yeah, that feels really nice.
It usually does. And this is also what I teach in my trainings, and we're really going to get into this in the 4-week class, because there's, like I said, there's been a whole new group of entities that have been unleashed, and they figured ways through some of the old stuff, but the initial training lays the foundation so that you have what you need, and then if you need additional help, I'm here to support you. So thank you for coming on. I appreciate you.
I feel like this came in like October is when I started having this. So, yeah, it is new. And, Wow, yeah, just thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you for coming on and playing. I love this.
Awesome. Thanks for being here.
Ooh.
All right.
Sounds like other people have received this as well. Who's next?
Awesome. You know, as you were working with her, so I would assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that the entities and the darker forces, you know, want to prevent us from shining our light, right? Like that would probably be their ultimate goal, like, because the less light that's out there, the more they're able to kind of weave their way in. And one way to do that, I would assume, is like, it was Stephanie, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So like her losing her motivation and ambition or whatever so that just really resonated with me. I'm assuming that's the case, and that's kind of like what a lot of us would be feeling.
It is. Absolutely. And it's interesting because so many people have started this awakening process over the last 3 years. The lockdown that was designed to separate us from one another actually had an inherent blessing in it, and that was we were forced to deal with our stuff. There's been this burgeoning awakening of human potential. You know, the next issue is going to be AI, but that's a whole different story. But these dark force energies are like, oh, mm-mm. And what's behind those dark force energies are like, oh, that was an unintended consequence. We were hoping that people would be, you know, sick and dying and much more easily controllable. And, uh-oh, now what are we going to do? And so let's bring in the next team that can mess with humanity, because we can't, this awakening, not acceptable. So, and so if you're being messed with, and you probably are if you're on this call, know that you hold and carry an enormous amount of light, and they wouldn't bother if you didn't have something very unique and very special to share with the world. And it's not even that you have to go out and have, you know, your own healing practice or, you know, anything like that, but all of you who are in this community are like these lightning rods, these to me, it looks just like a lightning rod. You're, wherever you are in the world, you're holding that frequency of light, and simply by your beingness, you're emanating this frequency of light out into the world. And it's like, uh-oh, we've got to stop that. That's, you know, that's not okay. And so it's like the forces that have been arrayed against all of our light workers and light bearers is huge. So thank you for coming on. Thank you for holding, you know, the ability to talk, to bring in your community so that we can talk about this, because this is a huge deal. It's a really huge deal as humanity begins to transition and move into this next paradigm of consciousness and awareness. And this is an enormous service that you and Aram are doing, Gretchen. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for sharing what you do. And it just really, you know, it's Stephanie, you just really got me thinking. So I'm just going to tell a quick story, because, you know, when the pandemic happened, like you said, it was a blessing, because, you know, we had to deal with our stuff, whether it's, you know, to ourselves, our relationships, who we're in relationship with, like all that kind of stuff, right? And
yep.
For me, the whole pandemic was a blessing, because what it did for me is I reconnected to source, like, and I reconnected to God. Like, that was huge for me. Like, cause I didn't realize I was missing it, but I was missing that piece for a long time. And so, like, I felt unstoppable at that time. Like, I felt so good. I had all these ideas. I was going to, you know, start a podcast about reconnecting, like all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I had it all planned, ready to launch, was ready to do it. And then about a year, you know, which took about a year, and then bam, lost that. All motivation. So it was definitely like, it totally hit me, like all motivation, like,
yep.
I don't really want to do it, I don't really care to do it. Like, it was just like, and it was like, and I'm okay with that, like, so like, this is really, really resonating with me. So I'm loving this call, so thank you for that.
Well, and if I can share something personal as well, I have a huge summit where I'm going to be speaking to about 150,000 corporate women, and sharing some of the work that I do. All of a sudden, I was hit with, what's the point of any of this? And I'm like, oh, that's an interference. No. We're not doing this. but it goes to show that even somebody who has the skills and tools can also be affected. And the light that would be brought into corporations, the consciousness and awareness that can actually change how corporations show up, instead of being destructive, to be constructive for the world. That dark force energy doesn't want that energy out there. It's so huge.
Yeah.
So even I was affected, and I'm like, what the heck is this? Like, are you kidding me? And then I was like, girlfriend, this is the end of the attachment. So I'm like, oh, yes, of course. All right, you guys.
That's so fascinating. That's so fascinating. And, you know, like you get all of this and deal with this all the time, and it's still like it happens to you, you know, and thank God you have the tools, but like I now can see very clearly for myself how knowing these tools and knowing how it shows up, because it really was a feeling of in, unstoppable. Like, I was getting signs going for walks, like asking, is this the right direction? Like, getting all of this, like, information that yes, yes, yes. And then I was like, ah, I'm fine. I'm just going to go hikes with my dog and just kind of, like, hang out. Like, I don't need to play any bigger than that, you know? Like, so, like, it's just like, wow, this is really fascinating. So, all right, let's go on to the next caller because I could talk all day about this because now I'm really, really fascinated by it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
All right. So our next caller in line, your first three digits are 239. 239, you are unmuted.
Is this me?
It is you. Welcome.
Oh, awesome. Oh, thank you so much. My name is Michaeline, and I live in Fort Myers, Florida, where we had Ian who came flying through. It was like 2 miles under being a Cat 5, 4 to 6
yep.
foot of water, so I'm sure there's still fluff stuff floating around. I would really love a scan. I'm sorry. Keep going on. But I get all excited about this.
Yes,
I'm thrilled. Anyway, I would definitely love a scan because 22 was really sad for me. I mean, there was just all kinds of things. I had COVID. My daughter got divorced. I just, everything was up and down. And then to end it, we had Ian, like I said. And it's like all of a sudden now my back is bothering me. I get a lightheadedness and lightheaded. I mean, I keep working on myself. I've been doing this stuff for like, I feel like 100 years. And I work with people and I listen to Eram and do a lot of your classes and things like that. But it's like, I feel like the Ever Ready Bunny, but I feel like I'm not being able to find any more batteries.
Yep. And you bring up a really interesting point, which is, you know, COVID. So the way that COVID was engineered was also engineered with dark force energies and alien force energies. And as it has infected and affected each of us, it has tried to insert that dark force energy into the cellular structures. And for some, it's been effective. Other people were like, nope, not doing this, and they're off the planet. So, and it's designed to hybridize humans into something else so that we don't have the ability to, and we don't have the access to our own human and divine beingness. I'll use that word. So do I have permission to go in? I'm going to just.
Oh yes. Definitely.
Okay. You're still having long effects from COVID too, aren't you?
Having what?
The long haul, the longer effects of COVID.
I don't know.
Lower energy. You get tired. You're exhausted all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the long. They call it long COVID or long.
Yeah, I don't feel like doing anything. I don't want. I'm happy to stay in my home. You know, I'm just.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, I get you.
Yep. So I'm just going to run through. I'm just going to scan through, and pull this out of the cellular structures. All of the dark force energies that have been inadvertently, at no fault of your own, absolutely no fault of your own. This has been a plague, literally and figuratively, on humanity. And I know there's a very bold statement that I just made, and but that's what I'm seeing, and how the quote virus itself was designed to insert this into the genes so that we change. So I'm just going to go into your genome here and begin to pull all of the negative effects of this out. Whoa.
Ooh, do I feel that? I'm getting the chills. I'm real sensitive.
Excellent. Excellent. Ooh, there we go.
Ooh.
Got chills with you. Whoa.
It's still going.
Yeah, it will continue to go for a little bit, yes. There we are. Oh, boy. Okay.
Ooh, Jesus.
And we are going to also, I'm going to pull out everything that's been inserted into the genome, and we're going to repair that genome. It will take a few hours for it to be completely repaired, but I will put it in process so that Source can finish that up and so that your body will re-recognize it, because it has been hijacked, programmed. There you go. Whoa, feel that shift?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, my God, this is fabulous.
Thank you.
Oh, I feel it. It's really, I absolutely feel it.
I'm sure you do. This one's unmistakable. I have a higher-end client that I've been working with to reverse her kidney disease caused by all of the COVID-related stuff. So, she's gone from a stage 4 down to a stage 3, and it's healing even further. So I suspect that, and expect that by the time we meet again in just a, you know, in a week or two, that she's on vacation, that it will actually be back down to a 2. So
wow.
There we go. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I'm also feeling a lot of damage done to the gut because of this, which is where it really lands, so that people can't digest very easily anymore, or they don't digest the same way. Let's just repair all of that. Wow. You're going to want to support with really clean food and no processed foods for a while. Lots of water and a really good probiotic to help repair the intestinal tract.
Okay.
Wow, there you go. Feel your brain clear up?
Yeah, I feel something going on up there. Oh, it's like all of a sudden I can look and I seem clear.
Yes.
Also.
That.
Wow. I just looked up and I went, oh, my God.
Who needs glasses?
Right, that's about the size. How'd you guess?
I don't know.
You're really good. I love it.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. This is going to continue for probably another a good part of today. So be very gentle with yourself. If you're going out, you know, try not to overtax, but recognize that your body is very quickly repairing itself.
Okay.
Good job.
Good job.
Wow.
This has been fabulous. Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm very happy to be of service.
I have a question for you, if
yes.
you don't mind. Now, the back that I had mentioned, was that also part of the, could that be part of the gut or just the whole, everybody, all those entities just settling in?
Both. It
okay.
can be both.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Mid-back, is that where it's hurting the worst?
No, it's more towards the lower lumbar and the sacral area right in there. And then I feel it going down my legs a little bit. I mean, I've been on like an ibuprofen for a month, at least one a day, so I can feel like I can move around. And I've gone to my chiropractor. They're very holistic types, but still.
Mm-hmm.
And been on kidney stuff and all kinds of, you know, some herbs and stuff. And I was just wondering about that.
Yep. So, yes, absolutely. I'm going to caution you about using too much ibuprofen.
I know.
Because it can be really, that also can affect the intestinal tract. So,
okay.
High doses of just pure omega-3s would be probably much more beneficial for you.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, if I want to take your package, which one do you think I should do? It's the third one. I would love to do that, but right now because of I'm having issues with paying off some stuff from Ian, Would I be good even with two?
Yeah, which absolutely. We're going to be doing some healing work in each one of the 4 weeks. I think that would be very beneficial. And if you can swing it, it feels like you need some additional support. But if you can't, do what you can. What I'm just going to do what you can.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Listen, thank you so much.
Oh, gosh.
From the bottom
so
of my heart. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I will be quiet now.
Thank you for joining.
Oh, this was fabulous.
I appreciate all the questions. Absolutely fabulous.
Awesome. Ooh. That was awesome.
Still moving. Could you feel that, Gretchen?
Yeah, totally. And again, it's just, you know, I rarely do calls where this, like, everybody that's talking is resonating with me. But that was what I got COVID, and that's when all my motivation left.
Yeah.
And I was
yeah.
really sick with COVID for, like, 2 weeks, like, really sick. And I was ready to launch, then got sick. And then when I got better, I was like, yep, don't want to do it. So it's just
yeah.
so fat, like, everything you said about the COVID just all just really is settling in here and making so much sense. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. All right. So let's take a couple write-ins. The first one is Virginia in New Orleans is asking for an entity scan, and you have her permission.
Awesome. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. Her name just went right in and out of my head. Say it again.
That's all right. Virginia.
Virginia. Okay. Ooh, yes, there are. So let me just, it's interesting because the hurricanes from early 2000s opened up something for that whole area. And I'm just going to pull these entities out and off. Lots of head stuff, like chronic headaches almost. Something behind the eyes, I'm just pulling all of that. The anxiety. There's an anxiety here that's like, oh, am I ever? And the question, what I keep hearing is, am I ever going to feel better? The answer is yes, you will. There we go. Let's just clear, transform, flash, burn, purify, and sterilize all of those entities, all of those attachments, that anxiety specifically that has been activated because of these attachments. It's like you keep shrugging and you can't get this off. It's kind of a I wish you could see me doing what I'm doing because it's kind of hilarious. But it's like you keep trying to shrug this energy off and it won't, it's sticking. So I'm just going to peel it off. Up and out. There we go. Out of the back. There are implants. I'll use that terminology through the occipital area in the back of the neck. I'm going to pull that off. I suspect you've had like a stiff neck or your neck doesn't seem to want to move properly. There we go. Clear, transform, flash, burn, purify, and sterilize all of that. Ooh. Gretchen, can you feel this with me?
I definitely can, yes.
Wow. And we're going to clear your home and the yard and you know, the surrounding area as well because mold, black mold specifically, also holds dark force energies. So, and it does have a consciousness of its own. It was designed to infiltrate. It hasn't done as great of a job as what's happened in the last 3 years, but the influence and the interference is still there. So everything that's gotten embedded in the land in that area, we're just going to clear that out. And there's a lot of
dark force energy in that area to begin with, even though it's beautiful. And there we go. Whew. Wow. Wow. Nice shift. Virginia, let me know if you would. Let us know if you'd write in and let us know how you're feeling and what is happening for you. I would appreciate it.
Awesome.
Wowzers.
Yeah.
Just wowzers. Yeah. That is a lot of really cool movement. A lot of energy leaving.
Whew. Yeah, definitely felt that, especially out of my head.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. And anywhere that there's been mold exposure for Virginia, we're just going to neutralize all of those effects, all of the mycotoxins that are, like, embedded in the cellular structures. I'm going to urge you, Virginia, also to do a detox, a mold type of detox, if you haven't already. But it feels like you need a second one at least. There we go. Oof. Wow. Nice shift.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, awesome. All right, let's take one more write-in, then we'll go back to live callers. This is Christine, and she's from St. Catharines in Ontario, Canada. And she writes, I think I have a host of entities preventing my business growth. I'm working hard, but no results. It's like the business tap was turned off about 3 months ago. I've been in business for 22 years and never, ever had this before. So maybe entities.
I'm going to say yes. this is a very common occurrence when, when entities attach, and they can attach to you. They can also attach to your business. They can attach to your home. They can attach all kinds of places. So the business itself is also under attack, as well as you, Christine. So let's just pull this up and out. It's like, it looks like, I always get visuals. I'm a very visual person. But it's like this dam has been created, and it's not like it was built. It's like all these cinder blocks were just kind of dumped in the river, and so to speak, and it's building this wall that's preventing the flow. So we're just going to flash burn, explode that out so that the flow can come back in. There you go. Lots of fear that I'm feeling here. Let's just clear out that fear, anxiety, and bewilderment. They're just like, what the heck? What just happened here? There we go. And the business itself is also going, whoa, what happened? There's curse energy in here. Let's clear, transform, flash, burn, purify, and sterilize. All of that curse energy, sending it back to its true and rightful owners, because it's not for you. Let's bring in that purity origin light prior to all distortions to flow through you, your business, your home. There we go. It feels to me, Christine, like you worked with someone who was very energetically contaminated. And they've jumped ship and borrowed you for the moment. So they're leaving all of that, like the dog pile. You've been dog piled on, and this has been designed to stop you. As you've awakened more and more, you've stepped into more of your own gifts. This is a way to stop you. Let's just clear, transform, flash, burn, purify, and sterilize all of that interference, pulling them off. Wow. Hundreds, thousands. Wow. I would love to know what
wow.
next realm you've stepped into to enhance or to say yes to your own gifts, because they wouldn't dogpile on like this if there wasn't something huge you're bringing in. Holy mackerel. Feel that, Leigh?
That's crazy. Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wow. It's been in the last 3 months, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Yeah. That was about the time that this additional wave has been kind of unleashed. It's like new things are being opened up over and over and over again. In intervals, it's almost like a time bomb where, you know, oh, look, we're doing okay, and then poof, something else opens up, and then, ooh, something else opens up, and then, ooh, something else opens up. So let's just clear, transform, flash burn, purify, and sterilize all of that. I think some of your other callers are also receiving this as well. This isn't just for Christine.
Yeah,
wow.
I agree.
Holy mackerel. Christine, if you'll write in and tell us how you're feeling, that would be awesome as well. Oh, Gretchen, this is huge.
Yeah, I definitely felt it. I'm dealing
with
it.
I love this feeling. Yay! Bonus.
Yes. Yes, for sure. Oh, Virginia wrote back in. She said she felt the stuck energy when you worked on her move out of her head. She's feeling more clear-headed and lighter, and she thanks you very much. And this was a great blessing to her, and much love to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that, Virginia. I feel honored to be able to work with the individuals as well as your community, Gretchen. I love the people that are in here. I really do. Awesome, awesome energy.
Yeah, awesome. Well, it's just wonderful to have you back, and for myself to connect with you for the first time. So I'm thoroughly enjoying this.
It truly has been an honor to connect with you and reconnect with Aram too. It's been a long time, and it feels good.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome, awesome. All right, well, let's take another caller. The
okay.
next caller, your first three digits are 206. 206, you are unmuted.
That's you, Amy.
Hey, is that me?
That's you.
Oh, yay.
Hi,
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. My husband was like, hey, that's you. And I was like, oh, hello.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is wonderful. I'll tell you what, the last few months have been kind of weird and doomy feeling, and I'm having a hard time accessing feelings of hope and just motivation. It's like I feel like I'm working really, really hard, and then I just kind of slump down into like, no, it's impossible. I get hit with
yep.
anxiety most afternoons, like out of nowhere, where I can't get any, you know, sense of why am I anxious? Okay, yeah, I don't want to make dinner, but that's not a reason for me to be feeling like, you know what I mean? I'm being chased by a tiger. So it's weird, and my normal tools aren't really working, so I'd love a scan.
I'd be happy to do a scan. And 206 is Seattle, Washington area. So
yep.
that
yep.
whole area has been hit super, super, super hard. The whole West
yeah.
Coast has been just bombarded with these dark force energies. So
yeah, people
I'm
are going
surprised.
Nuts around here, really. Like, going driving around in town, I mean, you seriously, you'd think it was a madhouse.
Oh, I know. My daughters live in the area. And
oh, right.
My youngest will call. She goes, can you clear the house again, please? Yes, I can do that.
Oh, thank goodness. Nice to have somebody like you in the family, definitely.
She has the gift. She's just so overwhelmed right now. It's like, she's got gifts of her own. Let's just clear. Wow. I'm going to sparkle bomb that whole area where you're at.
Yay.
Clearing out the general interference, that heaviness feeling.
Yeah.
There we go. And then for you specifically in your home, it feels like there's a whole bunch of stuff in there. Have the kids also been affected? Kind of misbehaving or acting weird too?
Well, there's been a lot of illness off and on. My daughter was in the hospital for like a week, a few months ago with RSV and the flu, and she's been much better, but my son's had bullying issues at school, lots of anxiety. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Mama's on the phone. Just a second. Sorry.
can you
watch Lily for a minute so I can chit-chat? Thank you, love. They're feeling it. Lily's three. She's very adorable. Lily, I haven't noticed much other than the illnesses, but my son has really been experiencing anxiety and problems at school and stuff like that.
Yep. There we go. So let's just clear this out for you and your children and your husband and
my mom. My mom is here a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as we place a specialized containment and protection field around your home that's filled with that purity origin light, it's like nothing, as somebody walks through the front door, it's this automatic screening. And this is something that I'll be teaching in my class too. The automatic screen that filters out all of the outside influence as they come in, it's like, oh, sanctuary. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I clear it and clear it, but it's like it lingers, or it's just like the heaviness gets too oppressive. It's like I don't have the energy to keep fighting it all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's designed to wear you down. That's the whole point of all of this. It's like, oh, we'll just wear them down until they just can't, until it's like what wolves do with their prey. You know, they run them to death and then they, the prey finally goes, fine, whatever, I'll lay down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So let's just clear all of that energy, all of that fear, all of that anxiety, all of the, I'm just going to lay here. It doesn't matter. Whoa. Feel that lift?
Yeah.
Oh, clear, transform, flash, burn, purify, and sterilize all of that. You've also got something in the occipital area in the back of your neck as well. We're just pulling that up and out gently, removing it, unwind, remove, resolve, dissolve function on this so that it doesn't cause any harm as we pull it out. That's been there for about 6 months.
Yep.
There we go. And all of the ways that has been affecting your spinal column, all of the cerebral spinal fluid there, the way that your brain functions.
Yeah.
It's been hard to even think, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It was so bad. Yeah, it's been, and you're spot on. It's just been about 6 months where I just feel like, what happened? Like, I used to be smart, and that's not happening anymore.
And you still are. That hasn't gone away. It's just been blanketed. It's been turned down and tuned down by this interference. There we go.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice shift, Amy. Really good shift there. There's something also in the solar plexus area for you.
Yes,
I've
been feeling that since we've been chatting.
Yeah, there's this, listen, pulling that, there's like this monitoring behavioral tracking device thing that is, it's also part of the cause of the anxiety.
Okay.
It turns on right about noon or 1 o'clock, and by 2 or 3 o'clock, it's like, Yeah. There we go. We're going to neutralize it, and I'm just taking it out. This kind of tech, and this technology, again, this is something we're going to be talking about in this 4-week course, but the technologies that are also associated with a lot of these dark force energies, huge.
Yeah, and it really does feel different. Like all my normal tools, it's like it might work temporarily, but it just comes right back. It's something else.
It is. There you go. Feel that shift?
Yeah.
Whew. And so there's also something there in the female area. You don't mind me just pulling that right out?
Not at all. Please do. Feel free.
Tucked right up underneath your butt cheeks.
Uh-huh. Nobody needs that.
Thank you for allowing me to get kind of personal. Moving that out. Who needs that? There we go.
Wow.
Feel
and
that
it's really
shift?
Hard to ground, so that makes sense, too, for that area. Just like root chakra, definitely not wanting to engage.
Mm-hmm. It can't. It just can't.
Yeah.
These devices are like, nope, we're not doing that. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
There you go. Ooh, nice.
Oh, wow. I can feel my feet a lot better now, too.
Yay.
Yeah.
Wow.
We need those.
You know, they're very helpful.
Well, I've been trying so hard to start an exercise program, and every day I tell myself I'm going to do just something, just some little thing, like even if it's just walking, and it's been so hard just get through the basics of life, like never mind, you know, doing the physical stuff.
Yeah, and that really has been the problem, I think, with all of these entities, is it just drains our life force energy, so it's like, move, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, show up for family, whatever. Show up for myself? What? What are you talking about? Oh, nice job, Amy. Holy cow. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Yeah, I'm feeling like way, way better, way more grounded. I think this is going to help a lot. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. My pleasure. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll chat soon.
Yes.
Thanks for joining, Amy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow. Wow.
I feel like I've been, like, this whole hour has been, like, the deepest meditation. I feel, like, so, like, calm. It's very bizarre. It's very cool.
Truly my pleasure. Truly my pleasure. Yeah. And hopefully, you know, your other listeners are feeling this as well. And this energy is also available for those who are on a replay. So this isn't just for this moment either. So, please accept the transformational healing that's happening for you as you listen to the replay as well.
Ooh. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. I would like to give the link to your special offer. It's orderjoy2020.com/Michelle23. Again, it's orderjoy2020.com/Michelle23. You can take a look at the offer. Like I said, the live classes are beginning mid-March, and also the one-on-one sessions are booking up quickly. So if you're interested in either of those, make sure you jump in here shortly. Michelle, before we go, maybe if you want to, it might be helpful for listeners to hear, like, package A, B, and C, like, who's package A good for, like, what kind of type of person, package B and package C, just so that maybe they have some clarity.
Absolutely. So package A is a recorded training that I did, and it will give you all of the foundational pieces that you need to know about entities and what they're here for, how they affect you, what you can do to protect yourself and your family. And with that, you also get, on March 14th, I'm doing a Q&A call very similar to this, So any questions that you have, we're going to be doing some healing work on there. So, and if money is super, super tight, that's probably a really good package for you. If it's possible, I also recommend the package B, or package two, and that includes everything in package one, all the bonuses. There are free meditations and then the bonus Q&A call. And then with package two, you also get the four-week live class where we talk a whole lot more about, you know, what's happened in the last 3 years and the types of entities that are have been unleashed and are kind of, you know, we're, the ones we're really, really, really at war with here. That class starts March 22nd. It's a Tuesday. All the information is in there. And then package three includes everything in package one and package two, plus you get a private session with me. So we can talk about, you know, whatever specifically is going on with you. I get to clear and heal. And, you know, I love doing this. People have been raving about the transformations that they've had with this whole package. So I would encourage you all to take a look, and if it resonates with you, I am here to help. My mission in life is to free people so that they can create mastery with themselves. I'm not a guru. I don't want to be your guru, but I want to empower you so that you have the tools and the gifts that are innate within you are activated so that you have mastery over your own life. So I love what I do. I absolutely love what I do. And I've really, I've loved being here. I've loved being part of this community. And my heart is so full right now. So thank you, Gretchen.
Oh, I can hear in your voice how much you love what you do. You definitely can see that. And so I appreciate having you here and being a part of this today. This was really, really a beautiful call. And for myself, just very, very enlightening and just opened me up to a lot of stuff. So thank you for that, Michelle. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness. So my pleasure. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for being with us here today. This was a really great call, just really important stuff that, if anything, just to be aware of, you know, like if a package isn't right for you, just learning so much and understanding this really important topic. And by all means, if you can and if a package resonates with you, I know I'm jumping in. And I'm definitely, because learning these tools and understanding these tools is just feels really right and important for me, especially with the way our world's going and is going to continue to go. And this isn't going away anytime soon. So knowing this will be really important.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, awesome, awesome. All right, everyone. Thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Really, really enjoyed this.
Oh, thank you. Take care, everyone.
All right. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a great rest of your week. Bye-bye.